Chazar zechenish b'chesk l'arach shagam avam Yehudim esechta Megillah daf yud zayin. Perek ha'koyel marfriya perek sheni. Zok l'mishra b'siyata d'shmaya. Someone reads Megillah out of order, he's not yoytze. If he reads it by heart or in Targum language or in any other language other than Lashon Kodesh, he's not yoytze. However, one may read it to another language in another language for people who understand that language. Also, anyone could be yoytze if he hears the Megillah read in Lashon Kodesh, even if he doesn't understand that language. If someone read the Megillah with long pauses at given points or while somewhat sleeping, he's yoytze. If someone read the Megillah as he was writing it or as he was darshaning it or as he was correcting it, if he had in mind to be yoytze, he's yoytze. If not. If someone read the Megillah were written with Sam, Sikra, Kumus, or Kankantoim, or if it was written on Niyor or Diftero, he's not Yoytze. You have to read them from a Megillah written on in Ashuris, on parchment with black ink. Fidekmer, how do we know that a Megillah may not be read out of sequence? Rava said, the Pasuk says, Kichsovam v'chizmanim, which teaches that just as time cannot be out of sequence, the 14th always comes before the 15th, so too, the reading of Megillah cannot be done out of sequence. Fidekmer, that Pasuk is discussing the doing of the mitzvah of Purim, not the reading of the remembering. Mar said, we learn from the Pasuk of V'hayam ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim, which compares the performance of the mitzvah to the reading, and teaches that the reading also has to be in order. A Braisa says the halacha of proper sequence also applies to Hal, Kriya Shema, Shemana, Esrei. How do we know the Hal has to be said in sequence? The Rabbi said, Pasuk says, Mimizach Shemesh, Amavoyoy, in order. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Pasuk says, Zehayoyim, like a day, Osa Hashem. Rabbi Avia said, the Pasuk says, Yehi Shem Hashem, Mevayroch. Says Yehi, has to be in that order. Nachum Yitzchak says, the Pasuk says, Me'ato V'yad Oilom, in the proper order. How do we know Kriya Shema has to be said in sequence? A Braisa says, Rabbi says, the Shema has to be read in Lashon Kodesh. Because the pasuk says v'hoyu, which means it has to be read this way. The Chum says it can be read in any language, because the word says Shema means any language you understand. Rebbe says the word Shema just teaches you have to hear what you're reading. The Chum says you don't have to hear what you're reading when you say Shema. The Chum says v'hoyu teaches that one cannot read Shema backwards, whereas Rebbe learns from the hey of ha-devarim, and this is the answer to our question, the reason the entire discussion was brought down here, to show how do we know that Shema can't be read out of order. Zaknamar, maybe that Rebbe would hold, l'chayre, that all Torah readings have to be done Lashon Kodesh. Still, what did the pasuk have to say v'hoyu by Shema? Because you shouldn't expound that the Chum say on the word Shema can be written in any language. Similarly, maybe the Chum could hold that all Torah readings have to be done, can be done in any language. The Torah says Shema by the Kriya Shema, only to say you shouldn't expound v'hoyu like Rebbe does, and from which you would learn that it has to be in Lashon Kodesh. How we know Shemoneh Esrei has to be said in sequence? The Braisa says, Shimon HaPakuli set up the order of Shemoneh Esrei in front of Rav Gamliel and Yavner. Rav Yochanan said that the order was set up by 120 Zekanim, who had many Nevi'im among them. We see that sequence is important. The Braisa regarding the Shemoneh Esrei says, we learn that the Bracha of Ovois must be said based on the Pasuk of Havol Hashem B'nei Elim, referring to the Ovois. The Bracha of Gvuras has to be said based on the Pasuk of Havol Hashem Kavoid V'Ois. Bracha of Kedusha is based on the Pasuk Havol Hashem Kavoid Shemoy. Why do we say the Bracha of Chachma of Wisdom after Kedusha? Based on the Pasuk that says Bina right after a Pasuk that discusses Kedusha. Why do we say the Bracha of Tshuva after Wisdom? Because the Pasuk says, his heart will understand and he will repent and be healed. So you see that repention comes after understanding. Based on this, the Bracha of Refuah should come next because it says repent and be healed. The Pasuk says, V'yoshev al Hashem ki yarbe l'sloyach, which teaches that the Bracha of Slicha comes after Tshuva. Why is that Pasuk more of a reason than the previous Pasuk, which puts Refuah right after Tshuva? Like it says, the Pasuk says, Hasalechi, which teaches that refuah comes after slicha. Aye, what about the pasuk v'shav v'rafulai, which he says will do tshuva and be healed? That refers to a spiritual healing of meaning slicha. Why is the bracha of geula the seventh? Rabbi said because we're destined to be redeemed in a seventh year, shmita year, or after 7 years of tumult in the world. In fact, Mara, we've learned that we'll be redeemed after the Shemitah year. The Mara says, during the Shemitah year, the wars will begin. And those wars are the beginning of the redemption. Why is the bracha of refuah said eighth bracha? Rav Acha said, because Mila, which needs a refuah, is done on the eighth day. Why is the bracha of Parnassah said ninth? Rav Zanzi said, because the bracha is said against those who raise prices unfairly, and says there should be the Dovah Davin, there should be plenty, so it shouldn't happen. And this is done in the ninth parak of Tilim, so it's the ninth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Why is the bracha of gathering the Golas said after the bracha of Parnassah? It's based on a pasuk that mentions Yidden returning right after mentioning sustenance. From a pasuk we see that once we're all gathered, the Rishon will be judged, which is the next bracha. From another pasuk we see that once they are judged, they will then be destroyed, which is the bracha of Al Mashinim, which is next. From another pasuk we see that once they're destroyed, Tzadikim will be exalted. The bracha of Al Tzadikim, which is next. From another pasuk we see that we will this take place in Yerushalayim, which is the next bracha. From another pasuk we see that after Yerushalayim is built, David will come, which is the next bracha. From another pasuk we see that once David comes, Tefillah will be accepted. The bracha of Shema Tefillah, which is next. From another pasuk we see that once we have Tefillah, we'll have Avoda, which is the next bracha. From another pasuk we see that once we have Avoida, we'll give thanks, Hoidah, which is the next bracha. From another pasuk, we see that Aaron benched the Yidin, gave the Birchas Kahanim, after he did the Avoida, which is why we do Birchas Kahanim, after Toida, because Toida is a type of Avoida as well. So first we do Avoida and Toida, which is really part of the Avoida, and then we go on to the Birchas Kahanim. Finally, the bracha Sim Shalom is then said last, because that's the bracha mentioned at the end of Birchas Kahanim, well, that's the bracha that's always given by Kodesh Baruch Hashem Yivoyer Kasama Bashalom.